Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. We're back. Hello, everybody. We're here with Gina's Groove Theory. Tonight is actually Sunday, August 18, 2013, celebrating here in Huntington Beach, California, with my family. As you guys know, I haven't been off air for a minute, so this is going to be my first show back. Just having a little fun with family here. This is the Bishop Brett's 50th birthday bash here. We're celebrating and got my family together, as you guys know. I'm going to go ahead and introduce everybody to you who wants to come on and say hello. But as every time how we start the show, how I always start my show, I haven't forgotten. I got to give thanks and praise to the man above who makes everything possible for me and for my family to be here today. So with that, you guys, hold on. It is now 34 after the hour. 34 after the hour, and we're in Huntington Beach, California. You're on PST time, that's Pacific Coast Standard Time, here in Huntington Beach, and you're here with Gina's Groove Theory. Those of you who know, if you guys are online, you guys go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Gina's-Groove Theory 2012. Much love to all you guys. I checked my stats today, and thank you, my last show, archived. I'm running up on 2,000. I miss you guys. I'm back. I'm here. Hey, with God's blessing, you know, we're going to start it off. We give praise and thanks to the man who makes everything above happen. Everything down here happened for me. Everything happened. And get this, you guys. I'm going to be playing some of my independent artist drops. Gonna drop it for you. I got some CeeLo Green. I got CeeLo Green's new little cut. Did you guys know he has this new show out there? Much love to Stevie Mac, my homie and my friend, who also is on Blog Talk Radio. Much love to you, Stevie Mac. I'm gonna get with you on Monday. Much love to Midnight Records. I have my nephew out there, Jeanne. He can be out performing today. And you guys give him some love and praise and thanks. I'm gonna go ahead and touch everybody and see who's out here and who wants to talk. As you guys know, Impact Radio hit airwaves August 1st, 2013. Look for me on Impact Radio. That's Impact Radio, www.m, that's the M-P-A-C-T Radio. You guys go out there and support my good friend Blair Braxton there in Jacksonville, Florida, giving love to him and all of his hard work. Once again, thank you guys, everybody, for being here. It is now 36 after the hour. Go ahead and thanks and praise like we always do about this time. So here we go. So hold on with it, you guys. 2 and 2. You know what? Since I am in my studio for a minute, I'm going to go ahead and drop this one on you. This is God's blessing because I'm blessed today just to be here. So much love to you guys. This is Gina Groove Theory broadcasting here live out of Huntington Beach with my family. Much love to everybody out there. Love you guys. Here we go. God's blessing on Gina Groove Theory, August 18, 2013. Wow.
And receive your pain. I will not stand and be disrespected and have you call me out my name. Yeah.
Hello, everybody. You're back with Gina's Groove Theory. It is now 49 after the hour. This is Gina's Groove Theory, www.blogtalkradio.com/Gina's-Groove-Theory2012. Broadcasting here, this is actually Bishop Brett's 50th birthday bash party. We're celebrating here with family. And as I gather everybody who wants to say hello and give thanks and praise to my big brother, you know, he's very special to me, and we're here to do this. We're here to do it here. I'm going to go ahead and drop this hot. I haven't played a hot cut by CeeLo Green. So some of you guys out there don't know, you know, he has a new show. He has a new talent show out there where he's bringing in some artists, some singers, and making people famous. So here we go. This is CeeLo Green's Soul Special Vocals here live on Gina's Groove Theory, August 18, 2013. It is now 42 after the hour, and here it goes. Check it out, people.
They call him Gip Saga, it's the mutant Mr. Get Down. Live wire, words poke you like barbed wire. Maroon rain, sugar cane, horse pain. My right leg longer than my left foot. Put stripes at the square, still get a circle. Spirits off of people, I don't see color. I'm a special mind, special, yeah, special kind. Seeds in the south at a special time. Covered in leaves of gold, scripture written in scrolls. Spoken so clearly in tongues, so my children would come. Look around, can't you see the industry? It looks like me.
I don't wear the clothes you wear. I'm just different and I don't care. It's kind of sad and it's a shame. Everyone wants to be the same. If you are listening here and now, I'm sure I can show you how. It's okay to be afraid. Don't you want?
Special boy, title one stupid dog. I eat nuclear waste and spit atomic bombs. Plutonium explosion, my trademark. Mushroom clouds and psychotic brain fog. Gamma rays charge my system, now I'm going green. G-force in my veins, pump hydrozine. KC-13, a microphone beam. Cosmic juggernaut, extraterrestrial beam. Reign supreme, once conceived, boy, they broke the mold. All this glory seeking is getting totally out of control. No one's original, no one packed up a clone. Invasion of the swagger, snatches, aim for the dome.
I don't wear the clothes you wear. I'm just different and I don't care. It's kind of sad and it's a shame. Everyone wants to be the same. If you are listening here and there, I'm sure I can show you how. It's okay to be afraid. Don't you want to be special?
Scientists stood around in silence as I was being born. Was I quote unquote special, or was there something wrong? My skin was black, my heart was gold, and my tongue was silver. And the fact that I could talk already, that was a
grimmer.
And I fear what I don't understand, so let me warn you. Especially when you just make too much noise about being normal. Unusual, but beautiful, the bond and lesson. Sumo Kumari, school of exceptional
human.
Let me put something poetic into plain English. I'd rather dive into not be distinguished. The outsiders have no desires to be equal. When VIP stands for very insecure people.
I don't wear the clothes you wear. I'm just different and I don't care. It's kind of sad and it's a shame. Everyone wants to be the same. If you are listening here and there, I'm sure I can show you how. It's okay to be afraid. Don't you wanna be special?
S-P-E-C-I-A-L. Heavyweight in the game, he tip the scale. I travel over the world back to ATL. I'm friends with the mayor, I'm a soothsayer. A crusader, a natural born raider. I need a DJer to be the illustrator. Let's get the dollar sign. I said my Gucci rhyme. I think it's tea time. Don't need a cosign. Emo is on the grind. Hip hop to let it shine. Off in the skyline. Don't worry about mine. I can handle lies and watching bird eyes. I make them go blind, I don't just rap the rhyme.
I don't wear the clothes you wear. I'm just different and I don't care. It's kind of sad and it's a shame. Everyone wants to be the same. If you are listening here and there, I'm sure I can show you how. It's okay to be afraid.
Hello, everybody. We're back with Gina's Groove Theory. It is now 47 to the hour. This is August 18, 2013, broadcasted live out of Long Beach. I did check with my people to see if they were ready to say hello, but we're over here playing pool and having a good time. So I'm going to go ahead, and play Musta Heard because you guys ready? You ready? Okay, we're going to go ahead. This is brother of BCM Ministry and my family here. We are honoring him. 50 years, and plus we want 50 more. We want 100 more. So we do have someone like to say hello, right? Everybody's going to say and represent. Well, to my brother, you know what? I'm so glad that you're in my life. You have been an inspiration to me. You have taught me everything that I know, taught me to be a brave woman, and you gave me courage. So there it is. I love you. Happy 50th birthday, right? And here we go. This is the missus.
Oh, my God. I just give God praise for being here on tonight. We're having such an awesome and wonderful time. And I just want to honor and give honor is due. Bless the man of God on today. I thank God for you. I thank God for all the many things that you have done, the contributions that you have placed in our life. Just being there, being a part. You know, it's been the Bible tells us that the man... However, you know that you will never be homeless because you do take care of your family and you will not run as being a vagabond. We give honor and praise to you. I thank you for family. Thank you. I thank you. 10, 12. I thank you just for the 33 years of knowing you. That's very, very long. And I just thank you that we have many ups and downs, but however, we made it. And it's been an awesome and wonderful time for your 50th. I just think that the Lord has taken like 5 years off of your life and given you some extended life. And I'm glorified right now, and I'm elated in just the happiness and joy that your 50th have brought. You know, I mean, through all the hard times and the bad times, that we made. So I honor you, I love you, I adore you, and I bless you today. All right. Next, we're going to bring up his oldest daughter right now.
Hey, everybody. This is Michelle, Bishop Brett's oldest daughter. And I want to tell my daddy a happy 50th birthday. I'm so glad to see that you have made it through another dispensation of your life. As I told you, this is a new milestone. This is a new chapter. And I just know that your latter days is going to be greater than your last, your past. Your best days are yet to come. And I want you to just continue to enjoy this new journey. And I want you to rest. Guys know that my dad, he works so hard. This is the hardest working man I've ever known in my life. Talking about somebody who worked 14, 16, 18 hours to just support his big family and just been loyal and faithful in doing so all of these years. And we're just thankful for that. And I give God praise that he has allowed him to do just and be young and faithful. But now it's time for your resting days. And I don't mean to just lay back and rest, but rest and enjoy life, not work so hard. As I told you before, you're going to work smarter, not harder, Daddy. So I bless you on this 50th. May the Lord bless you with 50 more. And I look forward to celebrating you for many, many more years to come.
Hi, everybody. This is me, the fourth? I'm going to thank my dad. Wow, 50 years. And I know you still have more to come. I know you're not going anywhere. I'm ready to journey along with you. My older sister pretty much covered everything as she always does, take all the words out of everybody's mouth. Thank you so very much. You've been there for me through everything. I can know I can always call you when I need something or when I need you just to be there or somebody to talk to. I know that you're there. Dearly, I'll be cooking soon again. My dad loves to eat. So I love you. Happy birthday. And the gifts are going to continue to come and continue to bless you.
So this is Pernisha, and I want to say happy birthday to my daddy. We fight so much, but he's my favorite person at the end of the day. Just want to say happy birthday. I love you so much, and you deserve to be celebrated every day, but we're doing it today, so you deserve the most, and I just want to say I love you.
Hey there, Daddy Pop.
I'm just joking. No, I'm just joking. This is Brianna, and I'm the third youngest out of all 10, I think. I just want to say happy birthday to my daddy, and I love him. And I'm happy that he's seen the year 50, and I can't wait for more years. And I just thank God that he's been in my life and in my mom's life to have all these kids and enjoy us and let us drive him crazy, you know. So, and he just takes care of us and he never left us. So, yeah. Thank you.
I just want to say, this is Priyanka, and I just want to say happy birthday, Dad. And I love you, and I'm happy you reached 50, and I hope we share many more years. And I love you, and I hope this is the best birthday you ever had.
This is Brendan. I want to say happy birthday to Dad, and thank you for all the father and dad talks you gave me and all that you gave me, and you taught me right from wrong. And I want to say thank you for that and happy birthday.
Now, I'm going to welcome up his spiritual daughter and niece, and she will say words, and then from then her grandchildren.
Hi, I just want to say happy birthday to my uncle. But yeah, he's 50, and I want to say happy birthday, and I appreciate everything you've done for me. Oh my gosh. Happy birthday. I gotta go.
Back to Gina Groove Theory. Here we go. We're gonna put this beat. Okay.
Hello everybody. We're back with Gina's Groove Theory. Hi, this is Gina. And we have other family members. I did try to make sure that the mic would transfer over. We do have Mrs. Valerie. I'm trying to get as far as you can go.
Well, Bishop, seems like you made it through another year. And I want to thank you for being such a faithful, honorable, loyal man, not only to your family, but to the body of Christ. I am very honored and proud to be called your spiritual daughter. We didn't start off that way, but we ended up that way. And I just know that God has some great and mighty things planned for you. Want to encourage you to keep your head to the sky. Keep walking in the same path, because there are many that are going to walk after you. God bless you, Dad. I love you.
This is from his granddaughter, oldest granddaughter. My name's Jaden, and I just want to say happy birthday to my grandpa. I'm so happy that he's alive to celebrate this day. I love you, and I hope you have the best day ever.
Okay, Chase, this is his first grandson.
Happy birthday. Papa, I love you.
Praise God. All right, is there anyone else that would like to say words unto the bishop on today? I'm just blessing him today. And wherever he is, there's just blessings. We just thank God for him and being able to have him in our lives. And so if there's anyone else that would like to say kind words to him.
Well, everybody,
We do have some folks up in here, like you guys know. Mostly, everybody didn't want to speak at the beginning of today's show because I just threw it on everybody. It's actually been almost 2 months since I'd like to give you guys much love because I just, when I checked, I see you guys have archived that last show, which was Battle of the Sexes, almost 2,000 archived listens. So, I'm not on the air every day like I used to be. And much love, praise, and thanks to God. Much love and praise and thanks to my family today. I do have a new friend to speak. One of Bishop's newest friends. And it's going to be one of his hardest to reach. But here we go. His name is Jeff. And what is that last name, Jeff? Jeff Fennell. You guys check him out on Facebook. Okay, he's like a hot white guy, and he's like really cool. So say hello.
Anyways, I don't know if I'm too hot, but and really, I don't know how he is because I haven't known him long enough, but I know him long and can't emphasize that more because Bishop came into my life just a weekend ago, a couple of weeks, two, three, but he said he admired me for something. He said he admired my lifestyle, my bachelorhoodism and everything. I'm like, you know what, man? I think he's maybe in the next life, buddy. But you know what? Because right now you seem pretty blessed. You are living the life, man. I love your life you're living, and I encourage you to go on. And you got wonderful people around you, and it's all about love and having that central feeling of love. And man, I'll keep being the bachelor in this lifetime. Maybe in the next lifetime, buddy. Because you got your life. Me, I'll be searching. Maybe I'll find my better, happier soon. I got to speak the truth. All right, any y'all ladies out there, you know, to hit me up. Anyways, but I do feel blessed to meet this man, and I do love him. All right.
Okay, that's Jesus Theory. Actually, that was Jeff. How do you, what's your last name again? Jeff Fennell. Okay, so single ladies out there who are looking for a nice guy who has potential. He has potential. And to his parents out there, much love to the parents. We're working on him. We're working on him here, parents. So don't be discouraged. We're here working on Jeff every day, okay, because I'm up in that ass, okay? And like you guys all know, Jesus Groove Theory is funny, and so we're going to be having a little bit of fun here. We'll go ahead and let Bishop sit back and chill. I'm going to go ahead and touch with everybody. I'm going to send a shout out there for you guys out there who haven't heard from me in quite a while. You know, love is important. We have Rasta. Rasta actually is going to be he's the new brother-in-law of Bishop Brett. So I'm going to go and let him take a break because you know how I do. You know, if people want to be anonymous, I tell them to text it on in. I make them feel comfortable. I want them to come on the show and be themselves. And being on Jesus Groove Theory is just like being at my house chilling if we were in Long Beach, but now we're in Huntington Beach. So we're broadcasting live out of here, Huntington Beach. We're down here two blocks away from Main Street, you know, and we're all right. We've been blessed and impressed today. I tell you, no weapon against me shall prosper. And then that's it. Go ahead. Love is in need of love today. Actually, I'm going to go ahead and play that. Let my family mellow out. See who wants to say anything. Give my love to my brother. Let all of us combine. And we'll be back 2 and 2. It is now right up after the hour. In a minute after. Here's Jesus Groove Theory broadcasting live out of Huntington Beach, California. www.blogtalk.com/Jesus-Groove-Theory 2012. And you know what? I never disappear, you guys. So you know I'm here. I'm in it to win it and to end of time. So here we go. Oh, you know what? Let's go ahead, Stevie. When we come back, I got a visit out there for KR15. I do have West Side, and it's one of my favorite cuts by my nephew-in-law. I'm going to go ahead and bump it. Hopefully, I'm going to touch him and see if he's out there so I can go ahead and share that with you guys. He is an awesome young man. I do miss you guys. Much love to you guys. I hope you guys survive. KRS. XYS, Express Yourself Radio got me my first start. I send a love out there to you guys too as well today. And here you go. Here is Love is in Need of Love today. So you know what? If you're chilling with your family, today is Sunday. If you're chilling with your family, give your family a hug. Love them. Kiss them. Because you know what? That's all we have today is unity. So here we go.
2 and 2.
Good morning, evening, friend. Here's your friendly announcer. I have serious news to pass on to everybody. What I'm about to say could mean the world's disaster, could change your joy and laughter to
Everybody, you're back to Genius Groove Theory, broadcasting out of Huntington Beach, California. This is your Genius Groove Theory. I'm going to go ahead and send this shout out there to KR15, Crystal. Much love out there to you guys. Hope you guys are listening. Here's Westside. I love this guy. I mean, he's an awesome rapper. I want big things and great things. So here it goes. Westside, Westside.
Now, Pirates, God on your antenna.
Yeah. And show them what you can do. All right. Yeah, this one dedicated to that Westside Crenshaw. Let's ride on a Sunday night. I'm popping the drink if you need a light. Running in the sections like I didn't see the light. Mopping with the homies, close circle, and we keep it tight. We can link, seem to sync the Titanic. So before I'm making friends, I'm into potential damage to my throat. My fam, my folks, you see, you swim, we both in luxury. Dime pieces and company. My time piece broadcast, I'm living comfortably. Slowing up your pace, only make the bigger money flee. Made a dollar out of 15 cents and tossed my wish list. Within it started sending gifts, I did trip. Just fell up in the studio, white tee being fitted. I ain't on a Gucci flow. Never caught in the limelight and goofy hoes. Catch a beat, move a crowd, they move the flow. My protocol dictated by the greatest. Focus on your craft tracks, that's by the haters. More you know, the more you grow. Added to the grind, so way time I can dedicate it to that west side, Crenshaw. Let's ride on a Sunday night. I'm popping a drink if you need a light. Something sexy in the passenger to see. Tight. We can be friends, girl, but what's it gonna be tonight? If the pussy wet, then I can be the phenotype. Provide relief at times we meet, feel me? Keep it classy, we can wine and eat, feel me? Got some Rossi and some Dimes to cheat, really? Might be missing when you rise from sleep, but if you see the paper, you should know my time ain't cheap. Just appreciate, we be great. Hit you from the interstate, something in your chest, baby, let your breath get on late. Got a patient ear, shoulder to cry on, but too much of that and bygones will be bygones. Not a threat, baby girl, or by strong. When you see my song, tell your girls to dedicate it to that west side, Crenshaw. Let's ride on a Sunday night. I'm popping a drink if you need a light. What's your dispensary? The whole hood feeling me, cause every time a nigga breathe, gotta give it up for that west side. Quarine that says cool, uniting the red and blue, set example for the youth. Know that Fox News on his hands are the truth, and that the crash news has to be the damn the truth. Bustle, never trust the either or in the first place. If you ever did, you could swear in the worst way. Till I wrote my verse with barely a curse, man. Hoping I could reach those who weed at the table of shame. See, adults ain't really able to change, cause they invested in the status quo and able to gain. Looking down on their communities and label remains, but when you recognize gains, then we gon' dedicate it to that west side. West side, dedicated to that west side. West side, dedicated to that west side. West side, nigga.
Hello, everybody. It's 12 after the hour, broadcasting out of Huntington Beach, California. This is your Genius Groove Theory. Much love to my family. They're getting ready to take off. This actually was Bishop Brett's 50th birthday bash. So I'm like 6 years behind him. Hopefully I can get to see that 52. I'm going to go ahead and drop one of the newest in the Genius Studios. It's an old cut, but you're going to like it.
and it rose. So here you go. This is a shout out to Prince and Adore. Adore on Prince Groove Theory, August 18th, 2013. 13 minutes after the hour. Much love to Blair Braxton out of Jacksonville, Florida. Much love to Miss Patricia out of Lincoln, Nebraska. Much love to Sweet out of Long, California. Much love. I hope I have forgot everybody, but here you go. Adore.
everybody. You're back with Gina's group. For our live, I'm going to go ahead and touch a few friends out there and see who's out there and see who wants to call in and represent. Anybody out there want to say some love? We'll say hi to your loved ones. See if I have my studio or something that you can go ahead and send out a request. Whatever it is that I can do, you guys know I'm still here. Not here every day as I used to be, but just be looking forward to the up and coming days. There's going to be some blessed days coming, and you guys have really supported me and been there on my own, and I'm so blessed and impressed today. I just don't know what to say. So with that, when we come back 2 and 2, we'll go ahead and bump something that, you know, get you guys pumping and get you guys rocking out there. So here's Must Have Heard by Charlie Wilson. And this is for all the old school people out there who love Gap Band. You guys know what I'm talking about. Charlie Wilson and Must Have Heard. I Must Have Heard. Gina's Groove Theory is back on the air. Here you go, 2 and 2.
And if you're standing outside the club, homie, I really wouldn't wanna be ya. And girl, I like your self-esteem, and gotta go check your demeanor. I need a bad girl, one of them bad girls, one of them locking in the back of the Beamer. Hey, 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 we can freak it all night, oh baby, baby. Hey, 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 we can do this all night.
Everybody, you're back with Gina's Groove Theory. It is now 24 after the hour. This is a beautiful day. I can't even express to you how grateful and, you know, just in amazed I am today. I'm going to go ahead and let Rasta wants to go. He's going to want to speak, you guys. So we're going to go ahead and feel him out a little bit, see how he's feeling. And when I let him speak, then you guys can get your own. He's an incredible person, a good friend, family. I mean, he's teaching me a lot. So you guys just hang on in there tight. Thank you for supporting me on Facebook. Thank you for following me on Twitter. Thank you for all your support. I am so grateful and I just can't even express to you how I feel today. So I'm going to go ahead and drop the beautiful ones on you guys to give me a little bit of time to go ahead and fill out what's going on here in the house. And broadcasting live out of Huntington Beach, California, this is your Genius Groove Theory. It is now 25 after the hour. Much love to all of you guys. I'll see you soon. Here you guys go. Here's the beautiful ones by Prince, representing on Genius Groove Theory.
Thank you.
with Gina's Groove Theory. I just realized that in my studio, I guess I might have to download some more music up in it, but we're just sitting here chilling and enjoying what God has given us today. I'm going to go ahead and bump some Miguel, since I haven't played him yet. Here is Miguel, and quickie, to all you guys out there, those guys and girls out there who are in the dating world, you're just dating, and you don't want to have no serious relationship and all that, you just want a quickie, here you go. This is a shout-out to all you guys who are living in for a vacation and all the extra, so much love to all of you guys. Here it is, just Gina's Groove Theory. I'm just clowning. It is now 31 after the hour. Get married, put a ring on it, here you go, here's quickie.
Me, you're looking like I'm just another guy that came to check it, that came to wreck it. No disrespect, but mommy, that's correct, cause what's in them jeans just got my mind hectic. I can see that you're feeling my fashion. Is it cause I'm flashing, or is it this cash that's just way too reckless? Or is it this necklace? Wait, let me interrupt myself with this message. See,
I don't wanna be loved, I don't wanna be loved.
I just want a quickie, no bite marks, no scratches, and no hickeys. If you can't get with that, mommy, come get with me.
I don't wanna be loved, yeah. I don't wanna be loved.
I just want a quick fix, up in your mix, miss. Send me a wish list, I have you addicted. So mommy, come hit this. Mommy, I realize that I'm managed. I speak a language of love like Spanish. Y'all don't bougie, I'm so obscene. Know what I mean? Yeah, sorry, that was Portuguese. That I speak with ease. Please, get on the knees. I got a penny for your thoughts, if you know what I mean, but
I don't wanna be loved, I don't wanna be loved.
I just want a quickie, no bite marks, no scratches, and no hickeys. If you can get with that, mommy, come sit with me.
I don't wanna be loved, yeah. I don't wanna be loved.
I just want a quick fix, up in your mix, miss. Send me a wish list, I have you addicted. So mommy, come hit this.
Don't be offended, babe, by what I say. It's just a game, and how I play. Pillage and plunder, call me a plumber. Knock on this wood, get rocked by this thunder. Don't be offended, babe, by what I say. It's just a game, and how I play. Pillage and plunder, call me a plumber. Knock on this wood, get rocked by this thunder. I don't wanna be loved, I don't wanna be loved.
I just want a quickie, no bite marks, no scratches, and no hickeys. If you can't get with that, mommy, come get with me.
I don't wanna be loved, I don't wanna be loved.
I just want a quick fix, up in your mix, miss. Send me a wish list, I have you addicted, yeah. So mommy, come hit this.
I don't wanna be loved, I don't wanna be loved.
I just want a quickie, no bite marks, no scratches, and no hickeys. If you can't get with that, mommy, come get with me.
I don't wanna be loved, yeah. I don't wanna be loved.
I just want a quick fix, up in your mix, miss. Send me a wish list, I have you addicted. So mommy, come hit this.
I don't wanna be loved, I don't wanna be loved.
I just want a quickie. No bite marks, no scratches, and no hickeys. If you can't get with that, mommy, come sit with me.
Hi, everybody. You're back with Gina's Groove Theory. It is now 35 after the hour. Broadcasting here out of Long Beach. Well, actually, out of Huntington Beach. Wow, I'm stuck on Long Beach. Out of Huntington Beach, California. This is your Gina Groove Theory. This is Gina and her family. We've been celebrating my brother's 50th birthday today. It's been a blessed and impressed day, as always. I'm thankful and in awe of everything that has happened and transpired today. I'm going to go ahead and share something with you guys. You know, they say that, you know, Miss Patricia, I know you're out there listening somewhere, and to the ladies out there that give me my spiritual support, I really thank you guys for sending me back in the right direction and telling me what I should do, not what I should do, but who I should take my my prayers to and who I need to ask. So I'm going to go ahead and share this with you. Miss Patricia informed me that writing that I did it maybe a month ago, and then I didn't finish it until like maybe 2 weeks ago. And it was a letter to God. So I'm going to share this with you because she said it's an anointing on it. I had to ask her, Miss Patricia, what is an anointing? She said an anointing is anointing is on something, that means that it gives people encouragement to change. It gives people hope. And, you know, if that's what it can do, like I tell her, it's not all about what I can do, how I can do. It's about that I'm effective. I really don't care. You know, most of you guys already know I run this radio station independently. God pays for it, and he does. I don't even see the bills. So the deal is, the bottom line is, you know, without him, I wouldn't be here. But as this radio station always goes, I tell everybody out there, you know, I can always do a show every day at any drop of the dime. I'm not doing a show because, really, in life battles, we all are battling out there. And I'm in a big battle with, you know, with my life and where I am. So you guys know, most guys out there on Facebook who follow me, you guys know my situation. And, you know, it feels very, 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 it's very, very disheartening when the people that you look to for guidance and support, they let you down. So that's why I'm here. That's why I'm here. So I'm going to go ahead and share with you guys. Actually, this letter was a letter to God that I wrote and I'll share with you. It's called God, just to let you know. Lord, you are an ever merciful Savior. I am to bear my soul to you, Jesus, before the clock strikes 12 midnight. For I've come a great distance to stand beside you today, ready and willing to serve your people and to be the two that they need to be uplifted, acknowledged, and encouraged. They are the sheep of your grazing and need watching. And I am your service, and I am at your service, Lord, to be a shepherd, to protect your precious sheep. I have seen the coming of a selfish heart, self-righteously critical, arrogant, tight-fisted, and disobedient ways that I have shamefully attributed to my afflictions. As I confess to the inequities of my youth and the foolish worship of self, there are not many men who walk upon this earth unseen and faithful to his word but you. The courage, sacrifice, and the love you have given to be a provider and a parent are a way beyond my imagination. I have cherished man-made objects. I've glorified myself and gave praise to others who have not carried me as far, but stand to denounce the miracles you have made in my life. The overacceptance of my faults, mistakes, and egotistical behavior of the past, and the ignorance to not give patronage to you who have made all possible in my life and given salvation over my sins. You are the greatest, most powerful, incredible, radiant light of my eternity, our Most High. There is no man that can walk in your grace, faith, and humbleness. You are notified of the works that you do that are of magnitudes in this world, on this earth, and in this time. You have overseen my inequities as human flawed without judgment. If I ask you for forgiveness, and that is what I come before you every day, I awaken and lay my eyes upon your smile that comes through my window at first daybreak and give praise to you, for you are the almighty Lord our God. I shall not ever forget it. Glory to be the King of the chosen people. That's Gina's Ruth Theory. Of course, you guys know I'm already writing. And check me out. Wednesday, I will be at 3100 there with Joe Torre. I'm going to be singing this weekend, you guys. So we're going to be working a little bit on my other challenge. So you know how I do it. Can't help it. Can't help it. I'm going to go ahead and see. As most of you guys know, the intro to my show is Ask Myself. I asked myself when I became homeless with my kids back in 2000. Well, actually, 2002, it changed my life. I had everything, you know, from the day one I came into this world. I was blessed with everything. I was blessed with financial prosperity. Financial prosperity, you know, today I have learned its place. I am more happy today with spiritual prosperity than I've ever been with financial prosperity. And like I tell you, when you have spiritual prosperity, all the rest just falls into place. So as you guys know, my intro is Ask Myself. It has a good meaning to me. When I was looking and barking on my last homeless episode, Ask Myself was a song that I heard by Robin Thicke with Mary J. Blige that touched my heart. And you know what? When I decided to say, hey, I'm going to be a fighter and I'm in this war for other people and it's not just all about me and I'm not perfect And that's a hard thing to do, is look at yourself and to be honest with yourself. And once I got to do that, then I had to ask myself what it is that I can do for other people, what it is I can do for mankind, what it is can I do for a community, what it is what I can do for my neighbor. If I can go out there and reach the homeless people, homeless, mentally ill people living on the streets, and be one as well, I can do a whole lot more. So with that, it is now 40 after the hour. Much love to you guys. I'm going to go ahead and spin that Ask Myself, so you guys just take a close listen to it. I ask myself what it is that I can do for my fellow men, what it is that I can do to outreach to other people, what it is that I can do to make a difference, not what I can do to make greatness, but what I can do to make, let's say, all I want is progression. Progression is all I ask for, and that's with anybody. Anybody can run a radio show. Anybody can do what I'm doing. All we need is people to get out there and want to do it. If you're going to talk about it, be about it. You know, one thing is, it's real talk, real funny, with real people. That's what Genius Groove Theory is all about here. And much love to you guys for representing. Here is Ask Myself. Listen to the words, put yourself in a place, and ask yourself what you can do for someone else other than yourself. Because you know what? In this world, you have to give, you have to lift your brother where you can be uplifted. So here you go. Here's Genius Groove Theory. 41 after the hour, much love. This is Ask Yourself. Ask yourself what you can do. I ask myself, and I ask myself continually every day. Ask yourself.
Peace and by day. Ooh. I gotta
Hello, everybody. You're back with Genius Groove Theory. It is now 45 after the hour. We're here in Huntington Beach, California, broadcasting. This is your Genius Groove Theory. You guys out there who are online, you can check me out at www.blogtalk.com/genius-groove-theory2012. This is your sister here, your community leader, your activist out here fighting. I'm fighting in the battle for myself, so you guys already know that I'm fighting in the battle for you, and you guys have been fighting in the battle for me. Much love to all of you guys out there. Blair Braxton out of Jacksonville, Florida. Please check out my good friend. You guys are going to hear me on Impact Radio. I'm coming to Impact Radio very soon, so just stay clear. Stay tuned. I'm going to be blowing it up. You guys get out there. Support my brother. He is a hardworking brother. He launched August 1st. Much love out there to Sam at Midnight Records out there in Beverly Hills, California. I'm trying to represent for you guys as best as I can while I represent for myself as well. So much love to all my family getting home safely tonight and that you guys make it home safely. I got to love you guys. Make it happen, okay? I'm looking forward. Looking forward to see you guys in the 2014 and broadcasting out of God knows where. I don't know where we'll be in 2014, but wherever we are, as long as you guys are rolling with me, I'm doing all right. So with that, I'm going to give much love and praise and thanks. It's 46 after, and you guys out there that heard my intro, of course, you know how it goes. As always, this is your Genius Groove Theory. When we come back, I do have a guest who wants to speak. He wants to say hello. He wants to represent. It'll be his first time. As you guys know, I always make it kind of ease it over. So you guys, look, I'm going to go ahead and touch a few people. It is almost, 13 minutes before we go into what's going to be considered record. You guys need to be stayed. Make sure that your phones are charged up, that you are logged in, because after 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, you won't be able to get in. So, and if you're online, you guys are good. You guys are listening live online. Much love out there to Stevie Mack. Much love out there to Vanessa Bell Armstrong, who also is an actress as well as a blog talk host as well. Much love to all of you guys out there. Much love out there to Jim, Howie, all of you guys, Howdy Productions. All of you guys following me on Twitter, following me on Facebook, following me in LinkedIn, okay? Representative Karen Bass out there, all of you representatives out there, I need your support. I need to know what you guys are going to be doing. Representing also for Councilmember Stephen Neal out there in Long Beach, I'm going to be touching all of you guys. And represent to Asia Brown, Mayor Asia Brown in Compton. You got much love, girl. Thank you for being my friend. Much love. You're a strong woman out there. I'm watching you, girl. I can't touch you, but you know you got free will on this show anytime. Much love. It is now 48 after. I'm going to go ahead and do a little check, see what's going on, drop you guys with a little bit of, you know what, I always got to give this up. So here you guys go a second time for you guys. Get love in your heart. Grab your families together, hug each other, love each other, say you're sorry. Give, you know, because you know what, we don't have that many chances, you know, get another chance to do it again. So, you know, I'm glad that my brother, my sister, and my family are here. They're in support of me and all of my nieces and nephews. Much love out there to all the Malinos, as well to all the businesses, as well to all the Bens, as well to all of those Hawaii and Las Vegas, Nevada. Much love out there to Eric if he's out there listening. Hopefully he's online. He can hear it. Much love to my big brother. Got to give you love as well. And Cameron and everybody else. Kendall, everybody. If I missed anybody, I will get you on the second go round. This is Genius Groove Theory. This is Love's in Need of Love today. Grab a hold to the person who's next to you. Grab your wife. You know, if you're fighting, you know, just say, hey, baby, it's over. It's just for the 7 minutes. It's 7 minutes and 5 seconds. Go ahead and love your loved one. Even though you was pissed already and you was mad and hot because whatever they didn't do before, go ahead and give them some love just for these 8 minutes. Okay, so here's Love is in Need of Love today. This is Stevie Wonder. We'll be back 2 and 2 with my guy. He's going to go ahead and say hello to you guys. Make sure you guys are logged in, your phones are charged up, and that you guys will roll with us on that last hour. We're going to have a little fun. So, you know, just stay 2 and 2. This is your Genius Groove Theory. Much love. Here you go. Here's Love is in Need of Love today. Stevie Wonder, much love to him and KJLH, who also support me, Mac Amici, and all you guys out there. I'll be looking forward to seeing you this Wednesday at 9 o'clock at 3100 Rooftop on Wilshire. So much love to you guys. So follow me on that. 2 and 2. Here you go. Love's in Need of Love today. Good morning.
he's your friendly announcer. I have serious news to pass on to everybody. What I'm about to say couldn't mean the world's disaster. Could change your joy and laughter to tears and pain. It's that love in need of love today. Don't delay, send your then right away. Hey, going round, breaking many hearts. Stop it, please, before it's gone too. Breaking rain.
Hello, everybody. You're back with Gina's Crew Theory. It is 57 after the hour. Just an amazement, as always. I'm learning a lot of things about myself, and I'm learning a lot of things about everybody, and I'm learning a lot of things about life. I'm going to check in and see if we're going to have a surprise guest who wants to say something, and hopefully so. And I'm going to touch you guys out there. And I just want to thank you guys for all of your support. I saw that the last show that I did, which has been 2 months in coming, it has archived almost 2,000 archived listens. You guys, that makes that being my second. It's going to be my second highest show. First, it's 4,200 and growing. Second, it's 2,000. And then 1,800, and then, oh, my God, I don't know what to say about you guys. You guys are so supportive of me, and I look forward to serving you as long as God allows me to and for me to be here. I can't tell you the miracles that have worked in my life. I can't tell you the miracle people who have came in my life. I can't even express to you just the things that people say to me on the day-to-day that always says, you know, pretty much I'm going the right way, I'm on the right track, and you know what? That's where I'm at today. I have no ill will for anybody. You know, you guys know me as well. Like Mariah Carey's song says, I wish everybody well, and I wish that we could get together and work together. We do need community. We need communication. We need unity. We need to listen. We need to stop, you know, pointing a finger at who did what. We need to start looking at ourselves as a whole, and that's what got me where I am today. And I can't even tell you. The hardest thing is to look at yourself. To be honest with yourself. You know, it is so easy for you to look at the next person and tell them of their faults. But just know this, when I was a perfectionist and I thought I had it all and I thought I had it under control, when my mother, as my mother's body left, as her spirit left and she was there and her body was just left there, that's where I learned I had no control. You guys have to understand, only the man upstairs really has control. You know, we've given the option to have choices, just like my boyfriend tells me. He says, we have choices. God gave us choices, and the choice to do right or choice to do wrong. Today, I choose to do right, even though no matter what, it doesn't matter what anybody thinks about me. It's about what God feels about me. As long as I'm doing his work, you know, everything that I have, everything that I've been, everything, I shouldn't have the things that I have. I shouldn't be where I should be. You know what? But you know what? I am here only by the grace of God. By the grace of God, I'm here today, and that he blessed me with everything. To everybody out there in Long Beach, I got love for you guys. I'm going to hate to leave the city as it is. I've done a lot of outreach out there. I've done a lot of good. But there's a lot of agencies out there. So you guys be looking. Coming up close, there's going to be some serious issues. When Gina Groove Theory comes back on the series every day, it's going to be a show every day. I'm going to be trying to wake you guys up. You guys need to pay attention. You need to pay attention to your families. You need to pay attention to your children. You need to pay attention. You know what? Atlanta Housewives and all this, what they have on TV, they're throwing you off. They're throwing you off. They're distracting you with... I don't even want to have to say the word. You guys already know what I'm trying to say. You guys are being just thrown off the track while all the riches and all of our knowledge and everything that our ancestors have left for us. And this is ancestors from any color, every color. Everything has been ripped from you and being ripped from you today. You guys need to pay attention to what's going on. You need to uplift one another. You need to encourage one another. Hope floats. You heard the movie Hope Floats. Hope. Hope. Keep me in a bag, a sandwich with a sandwich, a cookie, a potato chip, and a an orange, a fruit. And what Cherokee Morrison always taught me was, you know, hope in a bag like that can reach out to the next person. So, you know, you might see somebody who's walking around looking a little bit sad today, might have a frown on their face. Start paying attention to your people out there. You know what? Sometimes you can make a change. You know, one day you could change the world. You know, there's a lot of tragedies going on today that, you know, a lot of us could have prevented. When you turn and you see someone who's not really looking too well, they're not really feeling too well, or maybe they might be a little bit down, you know, go ahead and say hello and welcome them into your life. Welcome them into a hello. You don't have to take them home. You don't have to feed them on a regular. Just say hello. Just say hello. Say, you know what? Did God tell you today that you are loved today? Did anybody tell you how special you are today? Did anybody tell you that, you know, no weapon formed against you shall ever prosper? Much love to all of you guys. It is now 2 after the hour. We're going to be coming back 2 and 2. I got a surprise guest. I'm not sure if he's going to want to talk, but we're going to do it. We're going to check in. Yeah, he has pretty much changed my life, and hopefully he'll be just to meet him. You'll understand where I'm coming from. And most of you guys who know me and know my background and know my history, know my bio, you guys already know I've traveled a long way, and I'm here by the grace of God. And I'm here to be a tool to you guys, for you guys to use me. There ain't no bills. There's no charges. There's nothing that you have to pay me. Anything that you guys out there, y'all independent artists out there, I'm missing you guys. I'm missing Blair Braxton out there, Impact Radio. Can't wait to get on the airwaves with you guys and get more structured with my shows, too. So much. I'll keep you guys informed on it. So let me go ahead and check 2 and 2 with my loved ones, and I'll be back in 2 and 2. And you guys just know, this is Genius Groove Theory. It is 2 after the hour. We're broadcasting here out of Huntington Beach. You know I'm mobile, always mobile, always on the go. So just know that anywhere that I can be, I'm telling you guys, if you guys want to do some shows, if you guys just want to represent for someone that you know in your community who's making a difference. There's a young lady out there in Long Beach who used to be, actually she's my age, and I found out that she has changed her life, turned her life around, and she's taking the girls off of Long Beach Boulevard, which that is a stroll for a lot of young women. There's a lot of young, misguided women out there, a lot of young, misguided people out there, you know, instead of being a negative influence, you know, be a positive one. Instead of offering them something that they don't need, tell them to go a different way. Tell them to do something different than what you did, because nobody told you any better. So I'm going to say that with that. This is Genius Groove Theory. Much love to you guys. Here we go. I'm going to go ahead and play something for you guys just to mellow you guys out. Or either I might just go ahead and bump something really sweet. Who knows? Who knows? Here's Genius Groove Theory broadcasting here to you live out of Huntington Beach. I'm going to go ahead and drop a CeeLo Green. You guys be looking out for CeeLo Green. He has a show out now. Wow, I'm trying to be on it, you guys. American Idol, we won't even talk about it. But the deal is, if CeeLo is bringing some realism and some honesty with this judging, and you know, people just not winning because of their size or whatever group they're in or whatever the case may be, when they get real with some real, CeeLo is doing it like that, I'm going to be on that show soon. Here it comes real fast. So here you guys go. Here's CeeLo Green's new cut off of his new album that I got it fresh off the press like months ago. So here's So Special. So Special. Much love out there to Mr. Green for doing the difference out there. I hear you doing some positive things. So touch me. This is Genius Groove Theory.
They call him Gip Blocker, it's the mutant Mr. Get Down. Live wire, words poke you like barbed wire. Maroon brain, sugar cane, or thing. My right leg longer than my left foot. Put stripes next to squares, still get a circle. The spirits off of people, I don't see color. I'm a special mind, special with a special kind. Conceived in the south at a special time. Covered in leaves of gold, scripture written in scrolls. Spoken so clearly in tongues, so my children would come. Look around, can't you see the industry? It looks like me.
I don't wear the clothes you wear. I'm just different and I don't care. It's kind of sad and it's a shame. Everyone wants to be the same. If you are listening here and now, I'm sure I can show you how. It's okay to be afraid. Don't you want?
Special boy, title one stupid dumb. I eat nuclear waste and spit atomic bomb. Plutonium explosion, my trademark. Mushroom clouds inside caught in brain
born. Gamma rays toss my system, now I'm going green. D-force in my vein, pump hydrozine. KC-13, a microphone beam. Cosmic juggernaut, extraterrestrial beam. Reign supreme, once conceived, boy, they broke the mold. All this glory seeking is getting totally out of control. No one's original, no one packed up a clone. Invasion of the swagger, snatchers, aim for the dome.
I don't wear the clothes you wear. I'm just different and I don't care. Kind of sad and it's a shame. Everyone wants to be the same. If you are listening here and there, I'm sure I can show you how. It's okay to be afraid. Don't you wanna be special?
Scientists stood around in silence as I was being born. Was I quote unquote special, or was there something wrong? My skin was black, my heart was gold, and my tongue was silver. And the fact that I could talk already, that was a grimmer. And I fear what I don't understand, so let me warn you. Especially when you just make too much noise about being normal. Unusual, but beautiful, the bond is lesson. Sumo cum laude, school of exceptional youth. Amen. Let me put something poetic into plain English. I'd rather die than to not be distinguished. The outsiders have no desires to be equal. When VIP stands for very insecure people.
I don't wear the clothes you wear. I'm just different and I don't care. Kind of sad and it's a shame. Everyone wants to be the same. If you are listening here and there, I'm sure I can show you how. It's okay to be afraid. Don't you wanna be special?
S-P-E-C-I-A-L. Heavyweight in the game, he tipped the scale. I travel over the world back to ATL. I'm friends with the mayor, I'm a soothsayer. A crusader, a natural born raider. I need a DJer to be the illustrator. Let's get the dollar sign. I said my Gucci rhyme. I think it's tea time. Don't need a cosign. Emo is on the grind. Hip hop the latest time. Off in the skyline. Don't worry about mine. I can handle lies and watching bird eyes. I make them go blind. I don't just have to rhyme.
I don't wear the clothes you wear. I'm just different and I don't care. Kind of sad and it's a shame. Everyone wants to be the same. If you are listening here and there, I'm sure I can show you how. It's okay to be afraid. Don't you wanna be?
Hello, hello everybody. You are back with Gina's Theory. We're in some deep, pretty much deep talk. I'm going to be bringing it to you because I do want to touch on stuff. You guys know, really, the last hours when we had fun, but since we are touching on some, heartfelt things, I'm going to go ahead and share that with you. I'm going to share a couple of more writings with you, and I'm going to go ahead and let my ones who are here speak on some things that they feel that's true to their hearts. Sometimes you're empowered and you move to say and speak on things, and you know, I'm learning that that's how everything pretty much goes. If I'm pushed, if I'm driven to do it, then I do it, and that's just how I roll with it. So I'm going to go ahead and send out one more shout-out there to KR15, okay? First time really playing his. I hope they don't try to sue me and stuff in court or nothing like that, so we're going to keep it real. Yeah, look, I'm just trying to give you some airplay. I think you're fabulous. I think you're a fabulous rapper. So I'm going to go ahead and play West Side. This is for KR15 and Crystal Broadcasting. I got to go ahead and touch this phone because somebody's calling in to be on inside the studio. So let's see who that is. 2 and 2. So here's West Side. Broadcasting here live on Gina's Group Theory. It is August 18th, 2013. It's about to be 1999 again. So let me go ahead and touch in 2 and 2. Here's West Side, KR15. You can catch him on, do their shows, Vibe. Check him out, KR15. Put it in your search box on your internet. Find him. He's on Reverb Nation. There we go, Reverb Nation. Much love out there to Backstreet Productions, all of you guys out there. Oh, I got to send a shout-out out there to Tornado, okay, broadcasting out of Atlanta, Georgia. Much love out there to Mrs. Patricia, my spiritual guidance, out there in Nebraska, Lincoln, Nebraska. I love you and miss you. Here you guys, here you go, KR15, West Side.
Now, pirates, guard on your antenna. Yes. Come on and show them what you can do.
All right.
side, west side, Crenshaw, let's ride. On a Sunday night, I'm popping a drink if you need a light. Running in the sex is like I didn't see the light. Mopping with the homies, close circle, and we keep it tight. Weak of links, seem to sink the sight. Panic, so before I'm making friends, I'm into potential damage to my throat. My fam, my folks, you think you swim, we both in luxury, dime pieces and company. My time piece broadcast, I'm living comfortably. Slowing up your pace, only make the bigger money flee. Made a dollar out of 15 cents and tossed my wish list. But then it started sending gifts. I did strip, just fell up in the studio. White tee, man, fitted, I ain't on a Gucci flow. Never caught in the limelight and goofy hoes. Catch a beat, move the crowd, they move the flow. My protocol dictated by the greatest. Focus on your craft tracks, that's by the haters. More you know, the more you grow. Added to the grind, so every time I can dedicate it to that west side, Crenshaw, let's ride. On a Sunday night, I'm popping a drink if you need a light. Something sexy in the passage of the steam sight. We can be friends, girl, but what's it gonna be tonight? If the pussy wet, then I can be the penis sight. Provide relief at times we meet, feel me? Keep it classy, we can wine and eat, feel me? Got some Rossi and some dimes to see, really? Might be missing when you rise from sleep, but if you see the paper, you should know my time ain't cheap. Just appreciate, we be great. Hit you from the interstate, something in your chest, baby, let your breath get on late. Got a patient ear, shoulder to cry on, but too much of that and bygones will be bygones. Not a threat, baby girl, our vibe strong. When you see my song, tell your girls to dedicate it to that west side, Crenshaw, let's ride. On a Sunday night, I'm popping a drink if you need a light. What's your dispensary? The whole hood feeling me, cause every time a nigga breathe, gotta give it up for that west side. Quarine that says cool, uniting the red and blue, set examples for the youth. Know that Fox News on the hands of the truth, and that the crash news has to be the damn the truth. Bustle, never trust the either or in the first place. If you ever did, you could swear in the worst way. Still, I wrote my verse with barely a curse, man. Hoping I could reach those who eat at the table of shame. The adults ain't really able to change, cause they investing in the status quo and able to gain. Looking down on their communities and labor remains, but when you recognize gains, then we gon' dedicate it to that west side. West side, dedicated to that west side. West side, dedicated to that west side. West side, nigga.
Hello, everybody. It is now 13 after the hour, and I'm just sitting here laughing and with my family. I'm very happy tonight. It is, you know, got to give things some space. You know, I always start the show off by giving it up to the man upstairs. I didn't get a chance because apparently my studio was totally clear, so I have to redo all my music, but that's good, too, because we're going to start off fresh. You know, 2014 is going to be coming in, and we're going to be bringing it in with some interesting stories. Some new, you know, some new experiences, some new, I'm going to be doing some traveling around. I want to be broadcasting people's events, people's parties, people's celebrations, people's unity. I'm going to be broadcasting some community things. So you guys get with me. You know, I'm going to try to do this. You guys, look, it's one of me. Like my brother always says, that if you tell 25 of your friends and they tell 25 of their friends and they tell 25 of their friends, then maybe you can get more radio hosts in these communities where we can all unite together and we can be a voice for people who can't speak for themselves, and that's all that it's about. So let's go ahead and give that thanks and praise to the man up above. I finally got in my studio, so this is Thank You Lord by Mary J. Blige on Gina's Groove Theory, August 18th, 2013, broadcasting here, 15 after. Here's Thank You Lord. Give him his praise and thanks. Amen. There's nothing like starting to show off with that, so I'm going to go ahead and play it again because my sister-in-law, she loves it too, so I'm going to go ahead and give it up. So in between time, this is Gina. Here you go. Thank you, Lord. So listen in and feel it.
Lord,
Hello, everybody. As we're getting our guest ready. Of course, you know, we're gonna go ahead and bring it in. Yes, I'm trying to upload some music. Like I said, you guys, wow, I didn't have anything in my studio. That's a blow up. So I'm trying to upload some music, and we're gonna go ahead and we're gonna touch and we're gonna speak on. Basically, what we all are speaking about, it's not really, you know, a lot of people put a lot of weight on religion. A lot of people put a lot of weight on religion, put a lot of weight on what we should do, what we shouldn't do. Pretty much, like I tell everybody, you have to just pretty much, in my case, I can only speak for myself, is that you do have to take a look at yourself and be honest with yourself. And that is the worst thing that you can do. That's the hardest thing that I had to do, was to, you know, meet my own demon, look at my own ugly. And your own ugly is the ugliest ugliest you're ever going to see. Because, see, if you don't make a change with your ugly, and if you don't do anything to, you know, let's say progress towards something more positive, then you'll always be stuck in the negative. And you know what? That's one thing I have learned. So we're going to be sharing this last, we're going to tie it down to maybe 30 minutes, and I'm going to let my loved ones go ahead and share their views with you and their experiences with you. And maybe it can touch someone that you know. Maybe it can touch you. Maybe it can be anointed on your life. Whatever the case may be, you know, that's what I'm here to do. Like I said, this is Jenna's Groove Theory, independently owned and operated. I have no sponsors. I have no investors. It's just me and the Lord. So you guys know, and this is a holy rolling kind of radio show here. So with that, we're going to go ahead, and I'm going to play. Yeah, got to speak. Did you want to... want me to play something, then we come back in and, you know, give you a minute to, you know, catch a little breath and you guys be ready to talk? Yeah, I'm going to be bringing, I need to know what they want me to, how they want me to announce them as, because I'm always respectful to my guests, because really it's my honor to be here to be a service and a tool to them. So, I mean, they're gracing my show, really. So I'm like a beggar, you know, standing in front with a can. So, you know, you guys know how that is. You know, I'm just begging for just a little bit of knowledge and a little bit of, and I have some crumbs, anybody? So here it is. This is just Groove Theory. It is now 19 after the hour. I'm going to go ahead and play one more cut, see what my family wants to do. You guys stay close, stay near. Stay near. I'm going to go ahead and let's go ahead and drop a door, you guys, because you know what? It is the second time being played on Gina's Groove Theory, and you know I love Prince. Wow. Mariah's my favorite, but Prince is next. So here you guys go. Here's a door. So gather up all your little nuts and bolts and stuff like that. And you guys out there who want to speak, you guys are on live at blogtalk.com. You guys know you can speak. Just go ahead and chime in. I'll see you. You guys who are logged in the system, you can press 1, and that gives you free roam to talk. If you have anybody, you guys need to check out my Facebook, Gina's Groove Theory Facebook page, as well as Shepherd's Pasture. That is a page that I dedicated totally to our vets out there. You guys need to get that acknowledgement of people who have served this. I won't even say, you know, love this country, wouldn't want to trade it for anything else, but you guys need to be acknowledgement who have fought for this and who have brought us this far. You guys, you know, a lot of our vets are coming home today, they're killing themselves, and it is very sad, and it's a disrespect, it's a slap in the face. You don't go out to the war, you don't choose to be in a war to come back to people who don't even appreciate you. So much love out there to my vets, all vets, men, women, anybody in the military. I don't care if you fought in duty or if you was in the kitchen, it don't make a difference. You guys, hats off. Check out Shepherd's Pasture on Facebook. Go out there and support. And to you psychologists and everybody on my LinkedIn, all my friends out there, all the doctors and everybody who have gotten together, that's worked together, you social workers and you doctors who are now using IQ and EQ together, I love you guys. You guys are awesome. I feel a part of that. You guys go ahead and touch the people with things that they need to know. You guys know there's going to be a stand down, the third annual stand down. It's going to be in Tustin, California. It's going to be August, actually the weekend of August 27th, 29th. You guys know some homeless vets out there. You guys know some people who need some help, some vets who are out there reaching for help. You're going to have to go ahead and pass that on. Stand down, third annual stand down is going to be in Tustin, California, the weekend of August 27th to 29th. You guys need to get in there and get represented. You guys need some help, we're here. Anytime I could be of justice to you, anything I can do, you know I'm here, so touch me. Much love. Here's the door by Prince, and we'll be back 2 and 2. It is now 21 after the hour, and we're here in Huntington Beach broadcasting live. This is your Gina's Groove Theory. Here you go. Thank you.
Oh,
Everybody, this is Genius Groove Theory. We're back live on air. I'm gonna go ahead. We were having a serious conversation. The last hour usually is meant for having fun and clowning. And you know, I'm a cut up from way back. You guys know me personally. My friends who know me, even as well as my Facebook friends. You guys know. You guys have supported the show. We're gonna be slowly approaching 2 years. Actually, July. Next July will be 2 years, 2 years rolling with this, with me on my own. I want to thank everybody out there. I want to thank KXYS, Express Yourself. I hope that they're doing good. I want to send a shout out to Mr. Cherokee Morrison out there for being my mentor. I want to thank the city of Long Beach for allowing me to be a service to them, to their homeless, mentally ill. I want to thank everybody who made me who I am today. I want to thank my mother. I want to thank my brother. I want to thank my family. I want to thank my children. I want to thank everybody new. I want to thank my new friends, my newfound, my eye-opening, just eye-opening. You know, I never thought how precious life could be, and I never thought I was just so selfish and so shallow at one point in my life, and today I am not. And so today I feel really good about that. So, well, basically before we see, did you want to say something now? You want me to play a song? You guys know, hey, give free roam to my new guest, because everybody's a little uneasy when they come on this show. So I'm going to go ahead and, Pat, we were talking about our vets, and I just found out that my sister-in-law, they've been doing some things to help vets, homeless vets out there, and that is very, you know, I always got to share the good word as well. So as you guys know, it's going to be the third annual Stand Down. It's going to be in Tustin, California. It's going to be, you guys need to get out there and get registered, so you guys, because you know they take the most important, the most extreme, you guys, and I want you guys to get the help that you need. So if there's anything that you guys could, you know, you can do, check out Shepherd's Pasture on Facebook. You guys can go out there and check out the website. There is a link there for you guys, for all vets, with information to all services. You guys need to check that out. I'll go ahead and share that as best I can with everybody. You guys need to stay on top of that. We need to support our men and women who fight for this country. You guys, don't let them go by the wayside. They deserve better. So here's Gina's Groove Theory. I'm gonna go ahead and you want me playing that? I'm gonna go ahead and play another song, because he's, yeah, okay. We're gonna break him in. We break him in here. You don't have to be afraid. And for you guys out there who don't, For someone to love. Well, you know what? On Gina's Groove Theory, no matter what you say, it's always gonna be right. So we're gonna go ahead and break him in right quick. So on this little break, we're gonna go ahead and throw this out there. Let's see what we got. Hey, for you guys out there who haven't heard my intro, so since I haven't been on air for 2 months, I'm going to go ahead and bump it. It's only 3 minutes, so you guys, back two in 3 minutes. This is Ask Yourself. Ask yourself what it is that you can do to make a difference in your community, in your family, in your life, in your school, in your job. When you're walking down the street and you see somebody looking kind of sad, ask yourself, what can you do? Hello. Reach out to your next person. I'm not saying take them home. I'm just saying, give them a little bit of hope. You know, brighten up their day. Hey, you're looking beautiful today. You don't have to really be telling the truth, but just go there. I do it all the time. People do it to me. You're beautiful. Thank you very much. I might have been feeling bad that day, and maybe I was tore up from the flow up. But you know what? When you said, you're looking beautiful today. Wow. I was like, oh, really? I didn't think so when I left the house, even though my feet are crunchy. But the case is, you brightened up my day. And this is just a group theory. You guys must have heard. No, you know what? I was going to go ahead and play Ask Myself. Okay, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and play that for you guys out there who are in this cinema. You guys are listening. This song this song I heard before my last bout with homelessness, it made my life, and it changed my life. And when I first got it, I made it my intro because it says everything about me. I ask myself, well, how can I be a better person? How can I do something to encourage other people? How can I save the people like I have been saved? Think about it. Here you guys go. Here's Ask Myself by Robin Thicke and Mary J. Blige on the Genius Groove Theory. 2 and 2. We'll be back with my guest. So I have to drag him out of scaredness, and we'll be back 2 and 2. Here it goes. Ask yourself what you can do for your fellow man and for your neighbor and for your friend, for your sister, and for your brother, and for your mother, and for your father, and for your cousin. Not those fake cousins. Not those fake friends. We're talking about real blood. Like Papa, like hey, Junior said, real blood. Talking real blood. There you go. No, just joking on that one. Guys, like, cut it out. But here we go. This is Genius Groove Theory. It's 33 after. Back 2 and 2. Ask yourself what you can do.
Get up every day, something for me and my family. I gotta make decisions and be somebody. I'm growing up as fast as I can. I gotta make some money. Don't wanna live by the rules.
Hello, everybody. We're back with Gina's Groove Theory. It is now 37 after the hour. We're broadcasting here out of Huntington Beach, California. As you guys know, I've been off for quite, just barely 2 months since the last show that I've done. And so many things have changed. There's so many different, there's so many good things. There's so many positive things. You know, in my life, what happens to me is that with one bad, like I tell people all the time, sometimes you think something's bad. I was like, oh, it's bad. No, when bad things happen to me for some apparent reason, one bad makes a million beautiful things. And that's what I tell people that every day. You know, my boyfriend asked me the other day, he was like, you know, if you could go back and back in the day and ask yourself, you know, what was your happiest moment? It's like, oh, shit, it hit me instantly. It's like I didn't even have to think about it. It's like I can't really go back in the past because, see, every day, every minute of my day gets better. Every moment gets better. So it's like, well, how can you say back then? There's no back then. Every moment that I live today, you know, I just hope that I make an impact and that I'm effective on people out there and that you guys carry whatever I leave behind in my life, that you carry it on. Somebody out there has to pick up Gina's Groove Theory, wants to roll with it, and I hope, you know, I hope maybe I'm talking to you, maybe it's your spirit. Maybe you can take $39 and run your show in your city, in your community, and make a difference. Are you tired of seeing things go down? Are you tired of seeing people around you that are sad and depressed and going through something, and, you know, they might need to speak, you know? Some of us don't have the power to step up for ourselves, and I'm learning that a great deal is so sad, but some of us can't speak up. You know, I'm an independent, in-your-face kind of, what the fuck, what you mean? Yeah, I'm in your face. The bottom line is, that's me. But there's some people out here who are scared. They don't have a voice. Nobody wants to listen. And that's where I come in, and that's where you come in, and that's where we all come in. Everybody has a voice, even if they don't know how to use it. Be someone else's voice. Represent for somebody other than yourself. Because you know what, just like Jim Rohn says, the first key to being successful is not what you have, not where you live, not what you drive, it's what you do. And first thing needs to be is give back. Give back to your charities. Give back to the people. Stop walking over people. You know, when you're walking downtown and you see that homeless person laying on, you stop walking over them. If you got to walk over, just walk across the street, okay? If you got to turn your head, just turn your head. But just don't walk over our people out there, because you know what? I got to tell people, to be on the other side of the flip side. See, I had everything, and then I had nothing. So, and I had a great job as a supervisor. It didn't really matter about the industry that I was in. The bottom line, I was making money, and I thought I was the shit. Bottom line is, it can happen to you. You can slip, trip, and fall, lose that job in a second. If you don't have a plan, and that's a backup plan, and that's what I know today. You need to have a plan A, B, C, D, all the way to Z, baby, all the way to Z. So, if you think you got CDs, IRS, and all these extra things, let me tell you, it didn't work for me. I when you're fighting a large, giant company or whatever in some workers' comp situation or whatever you're going through, you ain't got enough money. You ain't got enough savings. It can rip you. It ripped me. I never thought I would be homeless. I never thought that I would even went through the things I went through. So today, I'm a testimony. I'm a testimony. It can happen to you. I thought my shit was tight. We all do think our shit don't stink, like my mom used to say, Catherine, much love up to you to heaven, or your shit does stink. And also, too, you know what? You can be broke down. And then when the man upstairs mad at you anyway and you ain't doing nothing to service people, then of course he's going to let you have it, okay? You say whatever you want to say. You spend your money the way you want to spend it. But just think about it. Think about it. As your money burns and as your money goes and as your spirit goes, and as you not care for the next person, and then as you become insensitive to your neighbor, as to your friend, as to your sister or brother. You know, my brother was saying to me just the other day, much love out there to my ex-husband. That anniversary would have been yesterday, 15 years. Wow. Let me go ahead and text and say, hey, how you doing? Still evil and mad. See, begrudgery gets you nowhere. Hate gets you nowhere. It is so easy to hate. You know, I won't even go into that next song. I'm going to go ahead and we're going to ride this 19 minutes out, okay? Because let's go ahead and let me share this with you. And this is, you guys know I'm a writer, so of course you guys know I'm working on my book. Most of you guys already know. So I'm going to go ahead and share writing with you. And I'm going to tell you how easy it is and how neglected we could be to others and how we don't pay attention. You guys heard my letter to God. Well, my letter to who I am and what I represent also makes a difference. I send out shouts to my vets. I send out shouts to my people living out there on the streets. I send out shouts to people who can't speak for themselves. I send out shouts.
period. You know, because there is, you know, maybe I used to not be an idealistic person. I used to think either black or white. I really didn't care about anybody. I was financially driven. It was all about the money. You know, if I didn't have a couple of grand in my pocket, I thought I was broke. And in the case of, let me tell you something, there's nothing more gratifying than spiritual prosperity. See, financial prosperity, you can buy anything, you can do anything, but it's lonely on the top. It's lonely on top if you've got nobody to share with. Take it from me. You say, well, why did that rich person kill themselves? Why did the producer jump off the bridge in Long Beach about maybe 4 months ago? He's like, he had money. He wasn't in ruin. The case is, you know what? You can only get so far with what money has. But when you're alone and you have nobody to trust and you had to always look over your shoulder and you just feel like you're shut out, there's not enough money to buy you love. You can't buy love. You can't buy friends. I tried it. None of that worked. I did that when I was 18. You know, when I talk to my friends today, when I talk to my loved ones today, I acknowledge that. Today I would prefer to have a free friend. A friend who's hanging around me just because I ain't got nothing. And just because they just want to help me help somebody else do something. That's fine with me. That's fine with me. That could be someone else who just had, that don't even really care. Somebody who's like me who will walk, just like my guy did, gave a guy a dollar. I was like, you know what, come on. Just like my friend Ron, gave a guy a cigarette. I just got you a pack of cigarettes, but you gave somebody else a cigarette. Case is, you know what, even if you're giving a little bit of your cancer, or you're giving away a little bit of something, you might think to yourself, well, that doesn't matter. You know what, sometimes it does. And that's my case today. I live much love out there to Black Diamond. You guys know my Black Diamond. I have everything that I have, you know, God has given me. And when I should have had it, I didn't. But now that I shouldn't have it, I do. So with that, you know, you guys need to wake it up. Wake it up. Start paying attention to the people around you. Start paying attention. Stop defining people by their creed, their differences, you know. And stop treating people like they don't exist. Stop treating people like, you know, they're different from you. Don't set anybody apart. Don't make anybody feel isolated. Welcome people into your circle if you can. If you can't, then just go and roll with it. It's all right. Nobody mad at you. Nobody going to hold you down for it. But just walk away from it. You know, you ain't got to sit around and say, well, I don't want to. You know, just step off from it. It's easy to do. It's easy to do. Just like to walk over people. Just walk across the street. You ain't got to go through the extra. The deal is just don't give anybody no hope in their face. You got no hope in your face. I don't care about you. In your face, you don't matter. Because, you know, today, see, when I'm on the other side in the courtroom, you know, when I'm in City Hall meetings in Long Beach, you know, I used to be on that other side where the neighbors were. The neighbors were like, we don't want mentally homeless people walking through our neighborhoods. We don't want your new facility there because we'll do it. You know what? I used to be on the other side because I was like, oh, no. I don't want them walking through my neighborhood. I don't want my children. The property value and all that extra. Let me tell you something. It could be you any day. It was me. And I'm a hell of a woman. Came from a hell of a stock. Bottom line, it happened to me. And I'm educated. I mean, hey, my people paid my way. Their way were paid. And they all went to college and they all went to private school. The deal is, doesn't matter what education you got, doesn't matter how much money you got, doesn't matter about all that. It's all about the EQ. And that's the emotional quotient. IQ, kind of like, okay, scientifically, you need it. But EQ, that's emotional quotient. And you guys know, as I tell you, it's four elements to that. Four elements. Much love out there to Jose Ampudia at Long Beach City. You taught me a great deal, Mr. Ampudia. I love you. Much love. Much love to all you guys. We are starting spring. And guess what? This semester, this spring, I will be graduating. We'll be graduating with my degree, hook, crook, or hoe. So you guys stay tuned for that. Much love as well. I don't know if my people want to still speak because we're going to have another hour. I'm going to go ahead. Let me introduce you. You want me to introduce you as you are? All right. Coming to Gina's Groove Theory for the first time, you guys go ahead and give a warm welcome to a young man who is incredible. He's a miracle. And he wants to say hello to his loved ones out there. Hopefully you guys are listening to his big bro out there in Las Vegas, to all his family in Las Vegas, and to everywhere where they are in Hawaii, to your dad, everybody. Here is Mr. Thomas Mann.
Hello. My name is Rasta, R-I-S-T-A-H. A.K.A. Thomas. I just wanted to introduce myself and give you a little heads up on my story coming up on the next show or the show after that. All right. But I just wanted to say welcome to y'all. Love y'all for listening. And you know what? I love my life. And I love my girl right here. And you know what? It's... Hey. This is a shout out to my brother Cameron. To my brother Kendall that's in prison right now. My uncle Eric. To my sister Tiana. And my sister Tishana. Sister Rena. My father Reynold. And my mother Brenda Ben. And to all my friends out there, I love you. And Grandma, I haven't forgotten you either. And but I'm just introducing myself for the first time. And y'all will get to know me for the next episode. You know? And still, be safe, be happy, and be joyful, and don't be sad, because you know what? Positivity is out there. You know, I'll speak more on that when I get used to this shit. Alright? And you know what? No. Hold up.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and do an interview. And he's not really ready for this, but you know what? It's just like he's talking to me if we are just in a room by ourselves talking when we're here in this house. Bottom line is it's okay. What is it? Give people what it is that they should be doing today, how it is that they should be living today, and what it takes to have the courage that you have to be who you are today and represent how you do and then impress me and to inspire me is a great deal. Because it's not too many people that do. So, you encouraged me with positivity. And Bob Marley, I'm going to be putting Bob Marley up in the studio for you guys, just for you. Tell people what they should do and how they should love one another. Because what impressed me mostly with you is that you love family. You love the people who you're around. And you love making people happy, which causes a lot of friction for your loved ones who love you, who are there to watch over you, causes them a lot of friction. But, you know, share with my audience out there, with my listeners, what they should do and what they should not be afraid of and what we all should learn instead of being blind to, you know, what man has and what people in society thinks and what we feel is what politically correct. So send a shout out there about your positivity, how they should be living, and no matter what situation they're in, no matter what they have, no matter what, you know, just share, give them some of the roster.
And you know what? It's a shout out to God because I'm happy where I am today. And, you know, I would have never been paired up with my girl like I am today. And the relationship has never gone further than, you know, for her, 7 days. For me, 30 days. And we're past 30 days, you know. And well, she says I'm a blow-up. You know what? I think I'm a cut-up or whatever she wants to call it. But you know what? I love you all. And, you know, to the next episode, when I tell my story, y'all be listening, okay? Love y'all. Light.
Shout out there to Las Vegas. I'm going to go ahead and pass the mic to my sister-in-law because you know what pretty much was she. You know, we were touching on some things about the vets. We are here, and we are talking over things that have inspired us and the things that we do. We all because my brother, the bishop, who is gone now, he has to work tonight. So we're going to send out some prayers to him. He's going to be rolling that 22-wheeler tonight. And we celebrated his birthday with him today. He is my big brother, and he has inspired me. So his wife is still here, along with my son. And we're going to go on and let her share some things about what they do as well, too. Because in my circle of friends, everybody has to be kind of like on the same page. And so we try to get on the same page, even though we're doing things different and the community's different. You know, you got the religion, you got the Christian side, you got all different types of areas. See, I'm in it because I'm just an outreach specialist. Everybody else is in it because, you know, they're driven by God. I'm driven by God in a sense, too, but we all have to come to some type of medium so we can work together. See, we can't have any differences, and that means you can't set someone apart from the next person. There's no differences in it. So but you guys go ahead and give a warm welcome to Mrs. Molyneux, and she's going to go ahead and speak with you guys and tell you guys a little bit about what she does.
Well, I just thank God for allowing me to be able to speak at this time about all the wonderful and awesome things that he has made possible. We're talking about the vets tonight. And it has been an awesome and wonderful pleasure. We're at Emmanuel Outreach Temple, and we have a vet program that is for the vets. And what troubles me the most is that when we first started this program, we thought that a bag of groceries and a bill would be not enough to be a blessing to such honorable men and women. However, they were so blessed because instead of coming back to a place where they would be congratulated, they was just tolerated. And we do our best to do each and everything that we can to congratulate them and give what we can through a bag of groceries or to pay a bill. You know, also, I also operate out of 22 programs along with Blood Covenant Ministries, BCM New Covenant Ministries, and we just continue to go out for our hearts is for the men that have sacrificed their life for our country and have done so much. Many of them come back seeking hope, but there is no hope. Seeking medical benefits, but there is no benefits. They are turned away, messed away, jacked up and messed up. Many of them are caught up and messed up on drugs and alcohol because they have been let down to a place of that there is just no breakthrough and no hope. But we today here at Emmanuel Outreach Ministries, we bring forth hope to our veterans. And we just thank God that he has allowed us to do so many and wonderful things for the vets in our country, and we honor them, accept them. The Marines, we just received the honorable award for Blood Covenant Ministry for all the honorable things that we've done for the Marines. It's just been a blessing on all the things that we have done, and just helping them in any little thing, they're so appreciative. Because the government has done them so wrong and has not even provided the proper medical for them. And we here, we try to help them with their medicines. We try to help them with the groceries. We try to help them with the many, if there's a bill that needs to be paid. So once again, I just let you guys know that our address is 150 East First Street in La Habra, California. Also, if that is not good enough, our mailing address is 963 Glencliff Street in La Habra, California, 90631. And if you just need to get a hold of someone, just call our number. Our friendly faces and friends will be more than happy to answer all of your questions and to bring forth. Call us back out. 562-713-2100. It is just an awesome pleasure to be a part of Jenna's group, a much caring and upright woman that is just all about the many, many ways to contact the network on help for the homeless, children in need, and the many other programs that is provided through this network. And so we just thank you for each and every listener that is listening. Just know that you can be a blessing. Sow a seed into a vet's life. When someone calls you and asks for a seed, you know, from one of the many programs, be a, you know, don't worry about where the money is going to. Just sow that seed in hopes that it will get to that special vet and that someone will receive that bag of groceries, someone will receive that love and care. And if you are someone who served in the international government and authority of national leagues and whatnot, just go ahead and just sow the seed and be a blessing. It is an honor and a pleasure to be a part of this station. I thank God for everything that Gina Group is doing for all those that are in need. Hear the Children Cry, Operation Huggy Bear, just all the many programs that have come through this radio station. And so we just honor you. Just if there's any needs out there, feel free to contact the radio station. And Gina Groove is much right. She is reachable and touchable, and maybe she can begin to network some of these mini help programs to you. And I'm just elated right now and just all the things that is taking place.
Okay, everybody. Thank you. This is Gina. We're back with Gina. Thank you very much, Tawana. This is my sister-in-law. I thank my family for being here. I thank all my nieces and nephews. I thank Roster for being here. I thank Jeff for being here. I thank everybody that has represented for my show today. I was going to be doing a show today, but it was my brother's 50th birthday. And because my family is getting to, you know, we're starting to reunite. And we're starting to get back together. And, yeah, you know, we're starting to, you know, everybody's kind of grasp. Hear that word, Roster? Grasp. It's my he thinks it's my favorite word, but I guess pretty much it is. We're all grasping how important we are to each other and how important, you know, this is what I say. I don't do this radio show. I didn't even want to do this radio show. So I'm going to share with you guys my bio, and maybe that'll give you a better, for you guys out there who don't know my back history and don't know about me, then you know why I'm doing this show. I was just speaking to my loved ones and my new loved ones. I was speaking to Jeff, who's here. This is Ross's best buddy. I was just sharing with him, you know, I didn't really want to do this show. So I'm going to run it to you. I'm going to read you guys my bio. And so for some of you guys out there that don't know what's going on and didn't, you know my background, here we go. This is KXRW. I am the host. I am Gina, the host of KXRW. Was formerly Long Beach, California, your community connection internet radio station. This is Janice Groove Theory. I'm on Blog Talk Radio. This show is a community-based information engine that serves the people who are in need of resourceful and as well as social-related topics that we face. I am a community activist, street outreach specialist, and soon to be a graduate with my human services major degree this coming up spring next year, you guys. So 2014, I'm getting my sheepskin, well, my first one, so we're going to roll with that. I am a survivor of mental illness, homelessness, and the effects of what happened to you when you lose your employment status. After losing my job in 2001 as a call center supervisor due to harassment, my teenage children and I became homeless. Coming to Long Beach, California in 2004 and volunteering my work as on the street with mentally ill individuals from all aspects of life changed my world. I learned a valuable lesson in life that I share with others so that to enlighten everyone of the truth and myths that negatively and misinform our communities about people who suffer from mental illness. One lesson that follows me encourages me to take action. Where we are as taxpayers and financiers of governing agencies like Mental Health of America, who I'm in battle with, you guys will be soon to hear what goes on with that because I'm a winner all day, is what I have a hard time of getting the right information, okay? I have a hard time with getting the wrong information to assist other people in locating the proper facilities to help people with housing, applying for benefits and monetary assistance, and getting their life back on track. All of these elements are needed for life stability and achieving higher success at maintaining ourselves responsibly in today's uncertain economic recession. Further, I became a host of my own funded radio show to be a bridge of line of communication to the people who need it the most. Check me out and be a part of my Get Back Our Community with Awareness Journey. The link to the show is www.blogtalk.com. Gina's Groove Theory. You guys know Gina-Groove-Theory 2012. And my Facebook for the show is, of course, Gina's Groove Theory. And follow me at Twitter at Gina's Theory 2013, as well as LinkedIn. To my almost 1,000 connections, to all of my representatives out there, to all the council members, to council member Stephen Neal for being brave to come on my show. And as well out there to Assemblyman Mike Davis. I'm still waiting, still waiting. You know, I was at the cocktail reception last year down there at Staples Center looking real nice out there. Come on in and represent. You know, I know it was the election coming up, so I kind of chilled off. And much love out there. I realized that most of you guys who were going to be on the show, you guys had elections coming up, so I kind of just rolled back. So now I'm going to be coming to you guys for you guys to be coming to the people and bringing what it is that you're going to do. Like I say, my brother always says, tell 25 of your friends and tell 25 of their friends about Gina's Groove Theory. Look, you know what? If you're going to talk about it, be about it. Step up. Step up your game. Okay, if you care about other people, if you got a heart for someone else, and if you just don't give a damn about nobody, then just keep walking. Keep driving. Keep doing what you do. And just we'll just go ahead and pray for you that nothing happens to you like what happened to me. And then, the brakes hit, and then or you're all of a sudden you're like struggling. Social issues are affecting you that didn't affect you prior to this because you were living so fresh and so clean. Wake it up, people, because like I said, you could be sitting on top of the world, smelling the fruits of all kinds of orchids and so forth, and then one day it could just happen to you. And mental illness, let's keep this 100, you guys. I got to go ahead and represent for mental illness. You guys, look, mental ill people are not just untouchable people. They're not unapproachable people. They're not mean people. They're not evil people. There are people that need to be understood. Check out Glenn Close. Glenn Close started an organization which is new and up and running. It's about maybe four and a half years new. Much love out there to her because she has a sister who suffered mental illness. So she started Bring Change to Mind. You guys, check out that website. For people out there, to family members, so people, some people say, well, I don't know anybody who's mentally ill, or I don't have anybody in my family. Listen, let me tell you, mental illness touches every family. It might have touched yours yet today, but it could touch yours tomorrow. I didn't just fall off. I didn't just fall off. Yeah, I tell you, a period of time as I speak to my daughter, as I speak to my son, as I speak to all the people out there, all people even I don't know. If you're in a situation on a job and you feel uncomfortable, if you're in any situation where you feel uncomfortable, if you are living in fear, if you are living in isolation on your job, you know, your workplace, your home place is your only comfort time. And if that time is shook and there's no comfort there, it's time to move up out of it. Nothing wrong with change. Change is bueno. Bueno. I know uno, si habla, de uno poquito, si habla Espanol. So, as you guys know, that's I do speak a little bit in Spanish, right? So that's kind of like, you know, Gina style. Olé, okay? El Torito. Don't get me twisted, okay? And also, can empanada. No, I'm just joking around. It is now 5 after the hour, you guys. A shout out there to Blair Braxton as well. You guys know I'm going to be doing some comedy things coming up. I want to send that shout out there to all my LinkedIn my connections. I'm going to be getting with you guys. I know I've been out of place, but you know what? I only work in God's time. Everything happens in His order, so I kind of roll with that. So let's see. Before I end this show, which is going to be my first show in some months, shout out there to you 2000 who archive. You guys in archive, you like you guys are on me. I love you. I love you. I love you to death. Happy Mother's Day to those who I did not speak to on Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to my mother, Captain L. Bennett, and to my great aunt, Lou Bertha Wilson. Much love to them. Happy birthday. Another birthday wish out there to my brother, Bishop Brett Molyneux out of BCM Ministries. Much love to my guy here, Rasta out here in Huntington Beach. Much love to my nieces and nephews. I'm going to run through and share something with you that is really, let's say, as I'm speaking to you guys, I'm rolling through what I think would be the most best for you guys to share with you guys as a closing today. You know, spiritual prosperity is all that I preach on pretty much. And also, too, is where it's awareness and paying attention to what's going on around us in the world. Okay. I see something I do want to share with you guys, and it's called The Battle Is Not Over. But then also, too, This is more on a sentimental place in heaven. I might want to share with you guys. So as we talk, Woman of Integrity, there's so many different writings that I have. You guys know, be on the lookout for my book. It's going to be An Act of Courage. An Act of Courage. Hopefully we can get it on Doubleday. We'll see what's going on. You know, some of my connections are really helpful. Shout out there to all you guys. I'm going to be touching you this week because I really need some manpower. You guys just don't know how serious it is to be in a battle for legal assistance and being a person who really can't speak for yourself. I just don't know what, you know, you would do. If I was in that situation, I would be really, really tore up right now. But thank God that I'm blessed to have my capacity to be able to carry on, push forward, and fight. I'm a fighter, and I encourage everybody out there to fight as well. Never give up, never give in, never say you're out for the count. Sometimes you got to clean out your life. Oh, yeah. Sometimes you got to clean out your life. Sometimes you got to expect change. Change is good. One bad thing might seem bad, but it's 10 different beautiful things that come with it. So always don't let the first thing be a negative thought. Sometimes we as human beings, as you guys know, I'm a human service major, and so you know I love this. Most of us, sometimes we always look at things from the negative when we first hear it. It's a natural human thing. We're like, oh my God, you know. But you know what? Just know that at every door that closes, many doors open, and those doors that open lead you to a path of some place that you never thought you would be. I never thought I would be here, especially like running a radio station, just doing what I do. I never wanted to do it. I just was so fortunate. As far as being where I am, I had to see how it kind of counteracted with the work that I do. Shout out there to my good friend Brian. Brian Holmes out of Connecticut got me started, told me, pushed me, said, come on, do this thing, do this, take it, do this, be a host. Didn't want to be it, told me what I could do with it, showed me we got pool going on in here, but it's all good. It doesn't disturb me at all. He pushed me towards showing me what I could do to enhance what I already was doing in my life. And so with that, I just blew up. You guys should also check out my YouTube. Oh, you guys that don't know should know. I did my first YouTube video on the illegal towing in Long Beach. So go to YouTube, type in illegal towing in Long Beach. Check out your girl in Black Diamond. We rolling with the iPhone playing, and we're cutting down on that crime of, you know, we're talking about that city crime. We're talking about that crime, you know, that just keeps us paying because we live in the city. You know, the illegal parking fees and illegal parking citations and illegal towings by illegal towing companies. Check it out, you guys. It's 6 minutes or so. Check it out. Get to the end. It's kind of long and lengthy. But as you'll see, he's going through areas he shouldn't be. And like I told A&A Towing and the rest of you crooked-ass bastards out there, I'm watching. As long as I see a truck hitting in the area that she should not be and it has a towing on the side, I don't care if it has a Band-Aid on the back and it is a Partridge van kind of tow truck from way back, because I see you guys too, stop hurting the economy by taking the money out of people's pocket for whatever reasons, just to get a paycheck. You know what? God's watching you. God is watching you, and so are we. I'm out there to make sure you guys put an end to it. You guys need to start paying attention to your neighbors, paying attention to what's going on in your neighborhoods, because you know what? We're being ripped off right here in these neighborhoods, okay? Yeah, these towing companies are going through private. You know, these are adjacent alleys that are public adjacent, but they are paying condo owners, and they're towing your vehicles. Pay attention. That tow truck, you might say, well, my car knows paid, or my car is paid, but you see it hidden down in your alley, and it shouldn't be. You best be trying to check it out. Let them know that you're watching them. A&A Towing off of Cherry, off the 405, I got my eye on you, and I got my people on you. You guys go out there and represent for that YouTube video. Support. Like it. Tell me. Give your comments. Share it with your friends, okay? Because you know what? I'm not the only one. And it wasn't just Black Diamond that was back there with those luxury cars when they towed my car twice illegally. I got my eye on you. That's why she's protected. See, God protects her. But you guys know, you guys need to step up, stand up, stop turning around and turning your back to other things. Because you know what? What happened to someone else that you turned your back on? What happened to you? So must keep that in mind. You guys know Big Mama's Couch is going to be coming up real soon. We'll be trying to have some comedy shows. You know, I want to swing with it. You guys know that Impact Radio launched on August 1st, 2013. Much love out there to Blair Braxton, my good friend. He's rocking it, you guys. Check it out, www.mpactradio.com. Go out there, support, register, become a listener. It is hot. It is really hot. I wish he was out here to call in and represent. But I'm going to touch him. We're going to see what's going on. You guys know you have to be about it to make about it. If you sit at home and procrastinate, won't nothing get done. And also, too, I got some do's and don'ts. Oh, we're going to be bringing this, too. The do's or don'ts for keeping a man. You guys, we're going to have some relationship shows, too. You know, I want to hear what you guys got to know. You know, tonight was Brett Bishop's night, and you guys know he was of the best. Genius Groove Theory. What we as women should know, you guys should go out. You can download it on iTunes. Download it on iTunes. What we as women should know was actually originally aired September 8th, 2012. Go out there, check it out. It was him, my best friend Rainey, and her at the time. Dude, it was Rainey and was it Leroy? What was his name? Roy. Well, whatever. He's history now. But they were so much in love then. Well, you know, Leon—that's his name. It was Leon and Lorraine and Bishop Red out there. Ooh, they was putting it down, honey. They told her what you should know, what you don't know, what you better tell your mama, what your mama told you should have did. You shake what your mama gave you, whatever the case may be, but that's an awesome show. It has archived so far, I think, 2,291 archives listens. That means 4,200 of y'all, almost 4,300 of you guys have archived that show and kept it as personal. You guys can go out on YouTube, on iTunes, and download my shows. I think they're free. If there's a cost, you guys can call and let me know, but I doubt it. I'm not baller like that yet. It is now 14 after. I think we're going down to our last 15 minutes of the show. I'm trying to find something to share with you guys that I find. Also, too, for you guys at home who are looking for some at-home work with some skills and you guys don't want to be up into that corporate world and you just kind of want to shut it down and hermit for a while but still get paid, you guys need to check out Odesk. That's ODESK.com for work. Damn, he's a blow up. And by the way, let me go ahead and send this shout out there. Yes, you know what? We need more activists. We need more advocates. We need politicians with real agenda for the people. We need motivators, realists, and community business owners, CEOs, and positive thinking folks. Can you all handle an abundance of community leaders instead? Yes, we need less of opinionated and self-serving, corrupt, financially driven to satisfy self, and last but not least, egocentric, hypocritical, sophists that talk about it instead of doing something to change it. Radio hosts like me. Hello, you guys. So just send a shout out to you guys too. So put that in your little ear, you know, and roll with it. Of course, sitting here with my family. What else do we have? Loyalty. Here we go. Also, too, we're going to send this little shout-out. This is love. What love means to Genius Groove Theory is L is for the loyalty to one another, O is for optimistic maneuvering through hard times, V is a visionary thinking. It's visionary thinking that creates a strong foundation and bond, and E is for exceptional sincerity and honesty with realism. Okay. I got folks in my background talking, and also, too, I'm almost just about talked out. So let's see. I'm going to go ahead and take a little sippy sip, and I'm going to go ahead and play one cut, check in with everybody here, see how everybody's doing, and I'll be back 2 and 2 to close out this show. This is going to be Gina's Groove Theory after what? Today is August, soon to be August 19th, 2013. Doing a show, unexpected. Much love to my brother. Happy birthday. I hope everything was for you. Everything turned out nice for you, and I hope you're loving, and you know how much your sister loves you. And also as well, I need you guys to be out there and be supportive of one another. Sometimes in life we have to make different changes. Sometimes we have to take on challenges. What best thing to do is to walk away from denial, you know, face what your fears are, face how you, you know, face the things that, like my daughter told me, face the things that are hardest for you. And if you do that, then you can kind of find some type of peace with yourself. As well, you guys, support Midnight Records, you guys. Go out there. He has an independent artist. He's offering light boxes for you guys to, you know, either come in, sell your CDs, sell your music. You can also perform there. I will come in there, and for free, of course. You know how I roll with it. I'll do a show just to debut you. So as well, and to my little nephew Jeanne out there, gospel rapping. Sorry, Auntie, missed you last night. Didn't know. But next time, like, I'm trying my best to be there from now on. You guys get out there to Midnight Records, okay? He is located at 2867 Robinson Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90034. All right, once again, this is Midnight Records. He is a black business owner, has been there for 24 years. He is also very, very flexible with trying to bring out independent artists. So if you're not signed with anyone, you have no contracts, go ahead and check them out. The light boxes, if you look on my Facebook page, Virginia's Groove Theory, you'll be able to find a list and prices. Whatever there is you need me to do, you can go ahead and touch me on Facebook. You can message me and let me know. If you're not one of my friends, just be my friend, because I do not make friend requests. You guys have to request me because, you know, Facebook is also ran by the man. You know who the man is? The man the man who's watching over everybody, just along with Twitter and all that extra stuff. But that's another show we got to talk about later. Who is controlling all the social networks. But hello, go up in there, become my friend, request to be my friend, either on Gina's Groove Theory or Gina MV Not White. That is my personal page. That's GenaEnvyNot, space white, WHITE. That's my Facebook page. You can go out there, become my friend. I'll go ahead and accept you. Go ahead, give me a little brief. You know, Miss Patricia told me, you know, be careful. So give me a little brief about why you want to be my friend, and that'll be cool, too. Just say, hey, you know, tell me what your purpose is. I'll work with you. You work with me. We'll make it happen. We'll make it work. All right. Much love out there to everybody. I'm seeing Miss Lola. Lola, I got to check her out. She is an up-and-coming artist. I will have her in my studio the next show so you can hear. She's out of California. She's a bad artist, as well as Aurelia. Sorry I missed you, 4th of July. I ended up doing something else on 4th of July, but KJLA, don't sorry to say, you guys, it's Macavici and everybody, but I catch you guys next holiday. I think Memorial Day is coming. We'll get together and do some things in some house. You guys can show me your skills and teach me how to freestyle. You know, that also, too. And be on the lookout, 3100 Rooftop in Wilshire. I'm going to be trying to be there 9 o'clock on Wednesday. $15 to get in. You guys want to hear me sing? I'm trying to do that. I'm going to go ahead and touch on that forbidden talent, and we're going to see what's cracking with that. So you guys, hey, represent on my Facebook. Say what's up. Say you guys want to show up, $15 and 2-drink minimum or something like that. But I'm paying to sing, so, and it's a live band. And Joe Torre and KJLH is going to be there. So you guys, keep pushing me. Keep pushing me. Just know I'm always here. I'm here. I'm not going nowhere unless God upstairs takes me. So, of course. So here we go. We're going to go ahead. We got some more people who came into the studio right now. They're all kind of chilling out. I'm going to see what they got going on, how they feeling. And we're going to make it happen here as well, here in Huntington Beach Broadcasting. It is now 20 after. I think we're almost down to 10 minutes of the end of the show. And that's going to be really, really, really intense. So I'm going to check in with everybody, see what they want to do, see where they're at, you know, and we're going to be ending this show as it is tonight. Must have heard. You guys must have heard that I was going to be on air tonight. So thank you guys for showing up. So I'm going to go ahead and bump that Charlie Wilson one more again, check in with my family, and then we'll be signing off for Jim's Groove Theory on this 18th of September. August, I'm sorry. I'm thinking about my son's birthday. You know, it's going to be some Virgos coming up this September, so, of course, it's on my mind, you guys. So we're going to be signing off for the 18th of August today and looking forward to some birthdays coming up on the 28th and on the 30th. Big Mama, my Georgiana Neal's birthday is coming up, as well as Ross's birthday is coming up. So we're going to see what we're going to be doing. We're going to celebrate anywhere, everywhere for family unity. Just call me. You know I got you. No charges, no fees, just love, unity. Bring out some positivity. You know how we roll. So here we go. Must have heard. Somebody must have heard that Gina's Groove Theory is back on the air today, and I think it's going to be steady flowing, okay? All right, give me my support. Much love. Gina.
Ooh.
demeanor. And if you're standing outside the club, homie, I really wouldn't wanna be ya. And girl, I like your self-esteem. And gotta go check your demeanor. I need a bad girl, one of them bad girls, one of them locking in the back of the Beamer.
It is 25 after the hour. I'd ask for a moment of silence because before we end this show tonight, because I didn't touch on it, and it's something I haven't spoken on in quite a long time. I haven't done a show in about 2 months, so I want to touch on it and put this on your mind tonight. Hope you guys have a great weekend this week coming up. I hope you guys are inspired to do something different, do something more independently, you know, work with your people, get together. We don't speak too much about the situation in Africa, but I'm going to have to go ahead and touch this. This was something that I had laid out there, and, you know, it's close to my heart. One thing is about the veterans, you know, coming home, killing themselves, and then also, too, is that the genocide that's going on in other countries that is going on today that people seem to, you know, turn around. So before I end this, you know, end this night, tonight, we'll go ahead and share this with you guys, and we're going to take you out with Ask Myself what you guys are going to do to make a difference in your life. They're a militia. Militia in Africa, South Africa, are really murderous, unruly, money-hungry, genocidal, and non-military killers, for you guys who don't know. They're being praised and held as heroes by the outside world away from Africa. The reason it is being swept under the rug is because every other country benefits off the resources and the commodities that these minerals provide in the way of cobalt, gold, ivory, magnesium, platinum, etc. The list goes on. All of our minerals, everything that is worth something is in Africa. And the most precious one that we as women, and I used to be guilty of this, has always been praised as being our best friend, as Marilyn Monroe, the movie says, is her best friend, a woman's best friend, with the namesake. After I realized, and when my eyes shine bright, and when my wedding ring, my baguettes, and the luster came into the background, diamonds. I have let go of what I felt the superficial meaning of diamonds mean. Actually, you know, we'll talk about the beers and so forth of that. You know, these are shows to come. When I look at my fingers and I look back, pretty much back then, a diamond on every finger. And then I thought a person could be, you know, missing a limb just because I was wearing a baguette or because I had on a, let's say, pink diamond or whatever the case may be. No names. I'm not throwing it out there. You guys need to think about this. You know, it just made me cringe. When I found out, I let go and I began to speak against, just as well as animal cruelty and circuses as well. I started to speak out against anyone or any entity profiting off the list of another's life, livelihood for monetary greed and capitalization on blood innocent children being made handicapped intentionally and raped and for fear by heinous and human beast people out there that look like them. It's really changed my life. These individuals rampage through villages and virtually evict the residents and those of them who don't want to leave are burned to death. Many of them are losing their lives. With no empathy for the lives of the victims, many of them are made to trail over miles and displaced, and they have no place to live. My mom would say, "All that sparkles is not gold." And if I would have asked if the shoes were on the other foot, and if it were my child to lose his or her arm or legs, would I ever want to see a diamond again in my life? Simply something to think about the next time you go into a Robbins Brothers to pick out your new start of life, knowing that it could be the end of someone else's life. Might change your mind too. So think about that. You know, it's not all that glitters is not gold, and if it's at the risk of somebody else's life, you guys need to stop.